Welcome back. Rent pressure zones dominated the political agenda this week. The measures aimed at stimulating apartment building and will bring rent caps in all over the country. Well, our reporter Peter O'Connell joins us now from our Limerick studio. Peter, you met with an Ennis-based developer, Liam O'Doherty. Tell us about him.
Hi, Keen. Yes, he's a developer and a contractor, and he's currently developing 36 three- and four-bed semi-detached units that's on the Lahinch Road in Ennis, and already 19 contracts have been signed with buyers. Now, this is a very significant housing development in Ennis, but the reality is that there are very few apartments under construction in the town. So first he told me why more apartments are not being built in big provincial towns.
We have a different kind of perspective down here in the west of Ireland. Yes, we can do it, but I genuinely think it's more cost prohibitive to build apartments outside of the likes of Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick.
Why is that?
Here, the majority of apartments that have been built, and we have built some of them, are two-storey and they're more domestic. And the building regs for domestic are fairly straightforward. When we go above that and you go into the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 storey block of apartments, your costs are huge. For example, the fire regulations, the introduction of lifts, one-hour doors, everything like that, much more expensive to build once you go outside the domestic size apartments, as in two-storey.
Now, Peter, you were also talking to Liam O'Doherty about planned rent caps and also as well rent pressure zones. What did he say?
Yeah, so Liam was hoping that RPZ reforms would encourage developers to build more apartments, but he says he's not convinced by what's proposed.
No, I would disagree with that. I can't see the benefits to developers, builders, contractors to build apartments outside the major cities. It may incentivize in the big cities slightly more so towards the tenants. But for the developer, we need more incentives. And I can't stress it enough. You must incentivize people to invest their money in building apartments. For example, I think it may be a case of we bring back the Section 23 from previous times. It was a success. Brought in foreign investment, got a lot of local investment. We might look at taking the VAT off apartments, but whatever we do, we have to do something outside the big cities for the major towns and even the smaller towns to start building apartments. It won't work unless it's incentivised.
So Peter, he's looking for incentives, but does Liam O'Doherty think there's a demand for properties like this in Ennis?
Well, Keane, he says there is clearly a housing demand and all we have to do is look at the figures. As of just this afternoon, there's in or around 40 properties for sale in Ennis, but only 2 of these are apartments. And that speaks volumes. Ennis has a population of 30,000 people and, in fact, it's the biggest town in Munster. So here's what Liam O'Doherty thinks about demand specifically for apartments.
Is there a demand? Maybe not so much a demand. If they were there, we might see if there is a demand. But because there isn't an awful lot of apartments in these towns, especially private, we have a lot of local authority apartments, but especially private, we don't have the kind of demand that they have in the cities. Saying that, we do have a demand for 3-bed houses, in housing estates, 4-bed houses. And I think, you know, until we start building the apartments and people get used to living in apartments down this side of the country, that's when we'll know. And maybe, again, going back to the incentives, when we get the incentives to build them, then people will gradually work towards living in apartments rather than looking for houses all the time.
Ennis developer Liam O'Doherty talking to Peter O'Connell there. Well, staying with rent pressure zones, we're joined now by our political reporter, Sandra Hurley. Sandra, a lot of confusion over RPZs over the past week. What were the confusions? Have they been cleared up?
Yeah, I think this was always going to be a complicated announcement because there are now so many different strands of tenancies, so many kind of different segments of the market. But some of that confusion was sown by the government itself, because it didn't seem to be quite clear on exactly what it was announcing. Firstly, there was an issue, contradictions between senior figures on whether and when landlords could reset rents after 6 years. The opposition pounced on that, and there had to be a clarification that this would only apply to new tenancies agreed after March 1st. And then secondly, we saw that issue flaring later in the week around national rent controls. When exactly would this come into force? At the moment, the rent pressure zones cover around 83% of the country. It seemed initially that housing officials were indicating that it would be March 1st when these national rent controls would come in. Then we saw later in the week the Taoiseach, the Simon Harris, clarifying that this would come forward sooner, that there was going to be actually emergency legislation on top of the overall larger piece of legislation which will follow later this year. And Simon Harris asserted that this had actually been agreed by Cabinet last Tuesday.
So that legislation, the laws that were going to be rushed through, will we see that this week?
That has been a real question over the last few days. The opposition on Friday said it's not on the order paper, this is a problem, we're not going to get this legislation. But I understand now that it is expected that this emergency legislation will go to Cabinet on Tuesday, and when it has been approved by the government, as we expect that it will be added to the order paper, it will be debated in the Dáil, and the hope is to get it all done really quickly. But I think the upshot overall is that this is a flagship policy, it's of immense importance, and it has been sullied by poor communication, poor handling, and fundamentally also it's a difficult sell, because the benefit of this greater supply is clearly several years away. That is conceded by all concerned, but it's likely that we're going to see higher rents in the short term. So short term pain for a wider gain in the future.
Sandra Hurley, thank you. Well, after the break, AI in healthcare.